朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
现在请各位打开你们的圣经到生命记第十五章。
Let's all turn to Deuteronomy chapter 15.
我曾经在报纸中看见一篇文章和一幅图画。
I read an article in the newspaper recently.
使我非常的感动。
It really touched my heart.
那这一篇这个照一个文章怎么说呢
？And what does the article say？
是讲到一对年轻的夫妇在牧师的面前准备要结婚了。
And the article talks about a couple, young couple about to be married before a pastor.
但是这个女的是穿了美丽的一个礼服。
And the bride is dressed in her wedding gown.
这个男的坐在轮椅上，戴着西装。带着穿着西装，他两个人在这个牧师的面前。
And the man is seated at a wheelchair, although dressed as a groom.
牧师就在那征婚的时候，特别是问的这个女的，你是否愿意终身的来服侍这一位年轻的，成为你的先生。
In officiating the wedding, the pastor then asked the woman, "Are you willing to stay his wife for the rest of your life?"
牧师再说，你愿意不愿意
？Are you willing to do this?
所以这一个女的站在这个她的先生的未来先生的旁边，流着她的眼泪说。我愿意。
And this woman who was standing beside her disabled future husband said, yes, she was willing.
为了爱，我愿意终身的来服侍他。
Because of love, she was willing to serve this handicapped man for the rest of his life.
这个故事这样的开始。
And it starts the life this way.
他们这两个年轻人本来是很健康，男的本来是很健康。
And they originally started off as being healthy.
他们相恋差不多有两年的时间。
And the courtship lasted 2 years.
可以说是彼此的感情非常的好。
And they had a good loving relationship.
也谈到嫁娶了。
And they talk about getting married.
所以你可以看见这对未来的未婚的夫妇是非常的喜乐，等待着这个日子来到。
This woman was looking forward, anticipating her wedding day.
哪里知道
？Beyond expectation.
有一天，当这个男的去上班的时候，驾着他的车子，不幸就遇见了车祸。
One day, when the man was on his way to work, driving to work.He had a car accident and became handicapped.
送到医院。
He was sent to the hospital.
从那个时候开始。
From that day onward.
整个的这个半下半身整个的瘫痪的。
And from that day onward, he became a paraplegic.
在病床上，当这个年轻的小姐姐妹女士去看望他的时候。
When his girlfriend came to visit with him.
他一次再次的一次再次的对她说，她说。现在我们可以解除这个婚约了。
And he has time and time repeated that they should end their romantic
relationship. 我不能成为你所想象的这个丈夫。
Because I cannot be your ideal husband.
一次再次的想推辞他，不要跟他再结婚。
And he tried to encourage her to reconsider and not marry.
这个女的想来想去。
This woman thought about it.
他说：“我愿意永远的、一生的来服侍你。”
She says, "I'm willing to follow you and serve you for the rest of my life."
我非常的感动。
I was touched.
因为爱这个女的愿意终身的来服侍。
Because of love, she was
willing. 未来的先生。
Because of love, she was willing to stay along and serve her handicapped future husband.
为什么我要讲这个故事呢
？And why do I say this?
当我读这一段圣经的时候
，When I read this particular verse,
那这段圣经我们也必须要看创世记第二十一章。现在我不然呢，我慢慢来讲。
And we could also, as a reference, read from Exodus 21.
那这件事情是特别是讲到希伯来的那个做仆人的那一个情况。
And this particular text talks about a Hebrew slave.
摩西在那一个的创世纪21章非常清楚告诉他，这是耶和华上帝所定规的。
According to Mosaic law, especially in Exodus 21, this is what God has mandated.
如果有一个希伯来的男的或者是女的，
if there is a Hebrew man or woman,
也就是因为家里非常的贫穷，
because they're so poor,
或者是因为债务的缘故，
or maybe because of debt,
所以把自己被卖给这一个人成为他的奴仆。
And this Hebrew man or woman has now been enslaved.
但是上帝这样的规定。
But the Lord has commanded.
这个希伯来男人或者是女人，这个卖给你成为奴仆的时候，到了第七年，你要让他自由的出去。
As the Hebrew slave has served you for 7 years, on the 7th year, they must be set free.
不仅是如此，
Not only that,
在生命记15章告诉我们说，你要将这个牛群和羊群，或者是合产里的五谷等等，要多多的给他，让他自由的出去。
In fact, in Deuteronomy it says that when you let the slave go as a free man, you have to give him flock, threshing floor stuff, and as well as from the wine press.
一般来说，我们做奴仆的是这个等不及到这个七年了。
So most slaves would be hoping for the 7th year.
这七年一到，马上就出去了。
Because they want to be set free on the 7th year.
这个自由可以出去成为一个自由的人。
Because you can now be a free man or woman.
这成为一个合法的人。
In other words, you become legalized.
但是圣经怎么告诉我们说呢？
But the Bible says,
这个仆人如果对你说，
If your slave says to the master,
我不愿意离开你，
I'm not willing to leave
you, master. 因为我爱我的主人和我主人家里的人。
Because I love my master and his household.
所以这个主人必须要把他带到审判官面前。
So the master will have to bring this slave in front of a judge.
也许是长老。
It could be also an elder.
对，带到他的面前。
To bring this slave before an authority.
审判官就问他。
And let the authority ask,
你实实在在愿意一生的来成为这个主人的奴仆吗？
Have you made a free decision to be a slave the rest of your life?
你愿意一生的来服侍你的主人吗？
And you are willing to serve your master for the rest of
your life? 你要考虑再考虑。
And you need to reconsider.
你要好好的思想。
You need to think this through.
这不是说是轻言的就这样是过去了。
This is not something that you can consider lightly.
这是终身的事情。
Because this will affect the rest of your life.
所以这一个仆人就说了。
Then the slave will say,
我愿意。
I'm willing to.
审判官就问他了。
So the judge will ask,
你为什么这样愿意嫁给他呀？愿意这个来成为他的奴仆
？Why are you willing to be a slave of this master？
你这个是不是脑子进水了
？So are you perhaps a little crazy？
你是不是一个白痴啊
？So are you perhaps foolish？
你是不是这个好像有一点不正常了
？So are you perhaps abnormal？
主人让你在他家里服侍了6年以后，第七年让你自由的出去啊
！The master is willing to let you go as a free man after 7 years。
给你不讲条件。
With a, this is unconditional.
让你出去
you'll be gone.
给你丰富的
give you
你可以半年或者是一年的或者是更多的那个生活
And they will give you enough assets for you to start a new life.
你为什么要在这个主人的家
And why are you willing to remain as a slave?
要永远的服侍你的主人
And to serve your master forever.
这个仆人就讲一句话
The servant will say one word.
但是我愿意一生的服侍我的主人，是因为我爱我的主人和他家里的人。
And the slave will say, I'm willing to stay a slave of the master because I love my master and his household.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这一个字是非常的重要。
This word is very important.
但我因为爱
，because of the love for the master，
我爱我的主人
，because I love my master。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，dear brothers and sisters，
今天早晨
，this morning，
我们每一个人都在 神的面前。
We are all gathered here before our God.
你我说我们是一个基督徒。
We all claim to be believers in Jesus Christ.
你我说我们是被主耶稣基督用他的重价、他的宝血把我们救赎出来的。
We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
我们是不是愿意在神的面前说，我们终身的愿意来服侍我们这位伟大的神
？Question is, are you willing to say?Voluntarily, that you will serve your master and Lord for the rest of your life. So, from this text,
我要让你们看见三件事情。
Three points to learn.
第一件事情
Firstly,
那是个爱的选择。
This is the choice made by love.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个仆人不是很糊涂。
This servant was not foolish.
这个仆人不是白痴。
And he was not foolish, he was not careless.
这个仆人是因为主人的爱。
It was because of the love of the master.
所以他说我爱我的主人。
Because he loves his master.
我愿意永远在他的家里来服侍我的主人。
He says he's willing to serve his master for the rest of his life.
这是我的选择。
This is my voluntary choice.
这是我个人的选择
This is my own personal decision
这是我理智的选择
And this is an intellectual decision
因为英文说 I will
And the answer is that I will
这个 will 那是他的意志
So this is of his own volition
啊，不是人勉强他
No one forcing him
他经过这个思想
He has thought this through.
Yeah, 他经过了很多的挣扎
Perhaps a little bit of a struggle
他经过了很多很多的这个把这个事情的理念把它理念整理出来。
And I'm sure that he has weighed the pros and cons of this decision.
到最后他说这是我的选择。
And then he says, finally, this is my voluntary decision.
理性的来选择。
This is an intellectual activity.
不是一时这个感情的冲动。
It is not an impulsive decision.
也不是因为其他的原因。
And not for any other reason.
他说我因为爱我的主人 所以我 I will stay his house.
So he has decided that he will remain at the master's house for the rest of his life.
永远的来服侍我的主。
To serve the master the rest of his life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
因为爱他选择了。
He made a decision.
第二件事情
Secondly,
他不仅是那个理智的选择。
Not only is this an intellectual decision.
理性的选择。
Not only is it a clear decision.
他也是甘心情愿。
This is also a willing decision.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹他是甘心的。
It is a willing decision.
这个主人没有强迫他。
There is no coercion.
主人没有给他讲条件。
There is no condition.
主人不是没有恐吓他。
There is no threat.
他说我是甘心的来服侍我的主。
And he says, I'm willing to serve my master freely.
如果我们去看这个彼得后书彼得前书第五章的话
In 1 Peter 5
他说做仆人的
As a servant or slave
不是因为贪财的缘故
It's not because of assets
不是为了金钱缘故
It is not because of money
那是甘心乐意的来服侍
But rather willing to serve the master
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
我想到我们今天所有的弟兄姐妹
When I think about all of you brothers and sisters here
无论是我们在厨房里的服侍的
Whether you're serving in the kitchen, 无论
是我们在教会里面在那里清洁的
or you're cleaning the place,
无论是我们做招待的
or you're ushering,
无论是我们做任何一件来服侍我们的主
in whatever ministry that you're working on,
我们是不是甘甘心心的
The question is, are you doing this voluntarily and you're willing to
来服侍我们这位伟大的主
our great God,
我们服侍他
we serve him,
是因为我们爱
because we love him.
如果我们不是爱他的
人 if you don't love him,
我们今天的服侍没有价。
Then there is no value to your
service. 如果我们不是因为爱他的缘故
that because you love him,
我们今天的牺牲也不算什么。
Your sacrifice does not count too much.
最近我心里有一点点的难过。
Recently, I am a little hurt.
因为我认识三位所敬爱的可以说我的长辈被主接去了。
And I could say that recently, a lot of my elders have been taken back to the Lord.
一位是王永信牧师。
And one is Thomas Wang.
我认识他差不多有五十年。
I've known him for maybe half a century.
跌了一跤。
He fell.
然后送到医院。
He was sent to hospital.
八天以后他就被主接去。
And he died after 8 days.
所以他们要我到旧金山在双十礼拜的时候讲道。
And they wanted me to preach in San Francisco during the memorial service.
圣诞节的时候我还收到他一封信。圣诞他亲自写的那个亲笔所写的那个我们何医生也收到他的那一个 Christmas card.
During the Christmas season, I even received his personally penned、greeting card.
一下子。
And very quickly.
感谢主的话。
Now he is now back.
第二位。
Second.
我们的张师母。
And another one is Mrs. Song.
张师母可以说对我来说是我的大姐姐。
And I would consider her my elder sister.
虽然他的年纪、他的先生是、比我年纪大大
Although her husband, Pastor Zhang, is a little older than me.、
我跟他的先生是 同届进去进到神学院
We were actually classmates in Bible school.
被救进去了
And she's taken away.
也是九十几岁
And she's in her 90s.
第三位
，third person，
是一百零三岁。
That person is 103 years old。
他的师母今天还在我们中间。
And his widow is still with us here。
有一天，他的儿子，他的牧师儿子，他的这个，他的儿子是一个牧师，他打电话给我，他说：“孙牧师，爸爸不行了。”
One day, this 103-year-old son, he's got a son who is also a pastor. Phone
says,
"Father, not well."
他要我到他们家里去。我到了他家里的时候，他们差不多所有的子女都在一起。
And when I went to see him, the family was gathered together.
我看看老人家实实在在跟我所从前所看的完全不一样。
And when I saw this old man, he looks a lot different.
为他做个祷告。
And we prayed for him.
就走了。
Then I left.
然后过去。
After a few days,
他的儿子打电话告诉我说：“什么事？爸爸安息在主的怀中。”
And the son phoned me and said his father has died.
就是上个礼拜的事情。
This is last week.
今天吴师母还在我们中间。
And today the widow Mrs. Wu is still with us.
我们谢谢主，你还能够坚强的来到上帝的殿中。
And we thank the Lord that Mrs. Wu can still join us in a Sunday worship service.
安息礼拜这个安息礼拜那是在三月一号。
The memorial service will be held on March 1.
上午一点钟对吧？下午一点钟。
At 1:00 in the afternoon.
所以我也请你们大家特别特别散会的时候看见我们。吴师母以及他家里的人，我们求上帝帮助他们，用上帝的话，用上帝的爱安慰他们。
And if you do see Mrs. Wu, please after the service, you go and send your condolences.
还有一位
，one more person，
也是比我年纪稍微大一点
，a person older than me。
他写了一本书，写了一篇文章，这篇文章就是献给无名的。
And this particular pastor has written an article saying this is dedicated to the unnamed evangelist.
Bian Yongbo.
And his name is called Pastor Bian Yongbo.
2月14号被救进去。
And he was taken away to the Lord on the 14th.
虽然我跟他不熟。
Although I don't know him too well.
但是有一次我在夏威夷讲道的时候，我听说老牧师。从澳洲回来，一到了这个夏威夷，他心脏病发了，就住在医院里头。
And I heard that he actually was traveling from Europe back to Hawaii, and then there he had a heart attack.
谢谢主，因这一位医生弟兄很爱主，他陪我一块到医院里去为他祷告。
And I was able to visit him in the hospital in Hawaii, and I prayed for him.
那想到差不多有十年之久的事情。
And that's about 10 years ago.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个我说我这几天在那里想啊，这个事差不多也要临到我了。
And I was thinking that perhaps my time is coming up.
你说对不对呢？
Don't you agree?
已经快九十岁了，那快我还有三年了。
But I'm about 3 years short of 90.
我们是不是在这个世界上， 我们上帝还保留我们在这个世界上能够好好的甘心乐意的来服侍我们这位主。
While the Lord allows us to remain on earth, that may we serve him voluntarily.
不能说我因为爱我的主人，我甘心乐意的来服侍他。
Because you love your master and Lord, that you are willing to serve him.
第三
，Thirdly.
那是告诉我们说，那是一个爱的选择。
This decision to remain a slave forever is a loving decision.
我一直在那里讲，一直在这里讲。
I said this many times before.
我们服侍主，我们必须要从我们心里，因为爱主的缘故。
We serve the Lord because we love Him, and we do so from the heart.
所以这是一件事情。
That's the first thing.
这一段圣经里告诉我们说，第一件事情，这个主，这个仆人，因为爱。因为爱主的缘故，他选择在那里要服侍他的。
This slave was willing to stay with the master forever as a slave because of love.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
这个爱的甘心，爱的愿意，爱的这个爱的要服侍他，你必须要有爱的行动。
And when you are making a decision out of love.There must be a corresponding action.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要用爱的付上一个代价。
You need to pay the price for love.
这是一个行动。
This is an action.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你可以看见这一个仆人因为爱他的主人，宁愿被主人带到审判官前面来穿上他的耳朵，来永远的服侍他。这一个动作。那是因为爱的表现。
And you notice that this Hebrew slave, out of love, the corresponding action is to go before a judge and have his earlobe pierced.
这个穿上了耳朵，这个上面有主人的印记，有主人的名字。
And so effectively, this piercing of the earlobe is to brand him.As a slave, forever.
换句话说，我永远是我的主人呢。
He says, I belong to this master for the rest of my life.
我永远是我主人的仆人。
I am my master's slave.
你越爱，你必须要有动作了。
And you, so,
有行动了。
So there has to be a corresponding action for this loving decision.
我们今天很多的基督徒。
Many believers today,
包括我传道人,
including pastors,
也包括我们很多的传道人,
and so, including all the pastors,
我们在那里唱主啊，我爱你。
Many times we sing, Lord, I love you.
我们祷告说主啊，我爱你。
And we pray and say, Lord, we love you.
我们在那里传，我说主啊，我们爱你。
And you declare and you preach that we love you.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是真正有行动表现出来？
But then the question is,
我们是实在是爱主的。
But then the question is, do you have a corresponding action of love?
很多的时候我们爱，不过就是一张嘴巴。
Many times we only pay lip service.
我曾经不是在那里讲过这件事情吗？
Have I not said this before?
是有一个教会在美国中部请了一个洛杉矶的一个牧师来，那个牧师是个黑人。
And there is a particular American church where they invited an LA pastor.
对，自然在这一个这个 congregation 也是一个黑人的教会。
And this is now a black pastor.Invited to a black congregation.
所以这个主人和这个仆人很会，这个牧师很会讲道。
And the pastor preaches very well.
他说今天我要跟你们讲三件事情。
He says I'm going to talk about three things today.
哪三件
？What are the three things?
他说基督徒我们要应该做，站起来。我们要行走。
As believers, we need to stand and walk.
我们不能老是坐在礼拜堂。
We should not be seated down all the time.
我们要走。
We need to walk.
我们因为爱主的缘故，我们要为主走路。
Because of our love for the Lord, we have to walk.
所有的黑人的弟兄，你知道这个黑人的教会很 emotion， 很感情，很冲动了啊。
And you'll see that in the black churches.They are always very vocal.
Oh, Brother Jones, we shall walk, walk, walk.
And so everybody will say, Brother Jones, let us walk.
我告诉你啊，我也到黑人教会去讲过两次道。
I've preached before in a black church.
我讲了，简直是吓得我跑不出来了。
And when I was preaching, it also scared me.
第一次我在洛杉矶讲道。
I was preaching in L.A.
那么我也不晓得，因为这是基督文牧师的师母啊，他为我安排到那个地方去。
Because Mrs. Andrew G. arranged for me to preach in a black church.
那么我开了车子去了。
Then I drove to that church.
这个我住这个洛杉矶很大了，你大家这美国和洛杉矶很大很大。
And LA is a big city.
我照着地图我去了，这个是天也越来越黑了，人也越来越黑了。
And I see that according to the map, this is the place, and it's all black people.
为什么都太黑了，人都也看见越来越都是黑人了。
So the day was getting dark, and the place was dark.
我想想，这糟糕了，进去了出不来了。
So once I go in, I may not get out.
因为这个常常听见黑人去里面，你这个是一进去啊，这个常常会有个墙啊等等的。我
especially in East LA, if I go in, I may not get out.
那么胆子也放大一点，我不管了。我按的号码，按的地址，按的号码，我找到了礼拜堂。
And I was able to find the black church.
一进到礼拜堂，我很安全了。
So when I enter the church, I feel so safe.
所以哪里一看都是黑人。
And it's all black people.
我从来没在黑人教会讲道。
And never preached in a black church.
你知道他们很感情的。
And they are very warm.
哦，他们唱歌唱一个小时。
And they can sing songs for an hour.
我坐在台上。
And I was seated there.
就是我台上没有人陪我了，就是我一个人。
And I was alone seated on the pulpit.
那么，这个牧师啊，在那里唱啊。
And a pastor was singing.
大家跳啊，大家都动啊，哇呀。
And everybody was standing up and singing and dancing.
我也会唱，但是调不同。
I know the song, but everybody sings it differently.
那和等一会儿的 friend we have in Jesus， 这个很简单，对不对？我大家都
知道。What a friend we have in Jesus， everybody knows。
他们不这样唱的。
But they don't sing that tune。
哇，嘿 ，friend， 我跟不上了。
And they sing it in their own way. I couldn't understand。
我坐在台下，我坐在台上，我睁着嘴也在动，我不晓得怎么唱啊。
And I sat on a stage, do not understand what they're singing.
他们不仅是唱，还要跳啊。
And not only sing, but they dance.
拍手啊。
And they will clap.
整整一个小时。
One hour.
我坐在那里。
And I was seated there.
我想他大概忘记我了。
Maybe they forgot me now.
啊，我已经是费了九牛二虎之力到找到这个地方，我坐在那里，他还不理我哎。
So I spent a lot of effort to find this place, and now I'm seated there for 1 hour.
我当然我也很聪明的一个人啊。
But I'm smart.
我两个脚也在动啊。
And I was moving too.
我告诉了这里还有一个人啊。
I'm letting him know I'm here.
他一定不理我了。
And they ignored me.
他们在里，我想今天晚上出不去了。
And I thought I'll never leave this place tonight.
一个小时以后，现在我们请苏约翰牧师来为我们做见证讲道。
After 1 hour, he says, we invite Pastor Sun to now preach to us and give us his testimony.
哇，很多人拍手啊。
Everybody clap.
看这个中国人很难得来了。
Because it's hard to come by a Chinese preacher.
但是当我在那里讲的时候
，When I was preaching.
虽然我是讲 broken English，
although I spoke in broken English，
但是我把 message 带出来了。
Except the message was brought out。
哇，大家 amen amen 啊
！And everybody will be saying amen amen。
这可怕的，当我讲到一半的时候，有一个姐妹站起来了。
And halfway through, a sister stood up。
她手指着我。
And she pointed to me。
我想完蛋了。
And I thought, oh.
我说我讲错了吗
？So did I say something wrong？
其实我一定没有讲错啊。
I did not say anything wrong。
她指着我站起来，指着我。
She stood up and she pointed at me。
我心里在那里，我不理她。
And I ignored her。
但是我不理她。没有几秒钟，他 Amen, brother！ 哇，我心放下去了。
Then so she pointed at me and says, "Amen, brother!" And she sat down.
那弟兄姐妹们，这个黑人啊，在这个黑人的教会讲道，大家都很开心、啊。
And that is how you have it in a black church.
但是 we shall walk. We shall walk.
Okay, so the congregation says,
我们基督徒不能老是坐在那礼拜堂啊。
So we will not sit anymore.
我们有行动。
We will walk.
我要迈枪。
We are going to go forward.
我们要出去打仗。
And we're going to go and fight.
我们要传福音。
We are going to share the gospel.
哇，大家都站起来。
Everybody stood.
那第二点。
Then second point.
我要讲 ，as a Christian.
He says, as believers.
我们不仅是要走，我们要跑。
Not only do we walk, but we will run.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们在希伯来书11章告诉我们要跑啊，要跑。
Because Hebrews 11 says we have to run.
啊，我们要跑。
You have to run a race.
所以大家再次站起来了。
And everybody stood.
Oh, Brother Jones, we shall run.
And then everybody shouted,
run.
Brother Jones, let us run.
这个差不多100多个人，大家都是这个。
And 100 or so congregation stood up and said, Brother Jones, let us run.
这是第三点。
He says, third point.
我们 as a Christian, 不仅是我们要走，我们不仅是要跑，还要什么？还要飞。
He says, we are not only going to stand and walk, not only do we run, we have to fly.
我们要展翅上腾，我们 fly.
We have to fly up.
我们要 fly, 我们要飞越高。
We want to fly higher.
哎呀，大家都站起来了。Oh, brother Jones, we shall fly.
And everybody stood up and says, Brother Jones, let us fly.
他说，你们知道吗 ？Fly 要付代价了。
You have to pay the price when you fly.
我是从洛杉矶 fly 来的呀。
I flew over from LA to here.
我 fly 来的，你们要付钱呐。
And you have to pay for my plane ticket.
我住的旅馆里，你们要付钱呐。
And you need to pay for my hotel.
Fly.
Yes, we're all flying. Yes.
他们也听就要付钱啊。
When they heard that we have to pay for his flight,
他的 brother Jones 大家说 we shall walk.
And then they say instead we shall walk.
我们不要飞。
We don't want to fly.
那弟兄姐妹什么意思
？So what do you mean?
我们这个嘴在那里唱。
So you will pay lip service.
我们在那里祷告，主啊，我真爱你啊。
You will pray and say, Lord, we love you.
我们讲。
You will say it.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们是不是真的有行动？
The question is, do you have a corresponding action?
它是我们只有一个嘴，对，这是只有一个嘴巴，没有脚。
Or do you have just a lip service, no corresponding action?
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博。传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。